reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A hard-fought game for your team up at Villanova on Saturday, and you come up a little short, 35-28, as you've gone back and looked at that one. Give me an idea of, in your view, what happened.
Well, I mean, Villanova played well. You know, Marquette's team really prepared. You know, they played hard. You know, played excited. You know, they kind of got the momentum from us in the second half, and we couldn't get anything going offensively. Most of the game, we were a little leaky defensively, where we didn't, you know, no really big plays, but, you know, it just was a grind, you know, to try to stop them. You know, they're really good. I think they've got good players. You know, the opening, they take the opening kickoff back, and you know, you survive. We've survived that. We took a 28-21 lead into the locker room and had an opportunity on our first drive and threw an interception. You know, forced them to punt, got it in great field position around the midfield, and, you know, couldn't do anything. We had a post that we just overthrew. You know, so we had some opportunities to kind of get it, you know, to a two-score game. We couldn't do it. And then, you know, their quarterback and their back played really well. You know, they were physical up front. And, you know, we, you know, lost a football game to a good team. You know, tough one to lose there. But, you know, give a lot of credit to Villanova and Mark and his staff. They did a nice job.
Got a couple of media questions in queue. If you'll get those for us, Alexander.
We have a question from Greg Mattia from the Daily News Record. Your line's open.
Hey Russ, just what's Joe Mancuso done to kind of stabilize your quarterback spot and your offense?
Well, you know, he's always been a pretty good player as far as, you know, he's got a really live arm. He runs the ball effectively. You know, I think he's cut down, you know, on his mistakes. You know, he had a ton of yards last year against Delaware in his first start, you know, like 500 or something like that, and threw six interceptions in that game, and some of them weren't his fault. But, you know, he's kind of settled in. You know, he's studying the game more. And, you know, he's been a better player here these last four or five games, and hopefully he can continue doing that.
And then I guess just on defense, you guys are the second most sacks in the CAA to this point. What are you guys doing well to get to the opposing quarterback?
Well, kind of like James Madison. I mean, James Madison's got a lot of talented guys up there, and when you got talented guys, you can rush the passer, and when you can get there with four, you know, and it doesn't take six each time, you know, that helps. And we think we've got some talented guys up front, and that can rush the passer and can get to him, you know, with just four. And when you can do that, you know, you can stack them up, you know. And then when you do bring blitz, you know, then some other guys get involved. But, you know, if you have to rush the passer with six, you know, then it's probably not a good. You're probably not great up front, and I know James Madison's got some pass rushers, so, but we feel good about ours too.
Gotcha. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of John O'Connor from Richmond Times Dispatch. Your line's open.
Coach Huseman, looked like you snuck quarterback Bo English in there for a tailback run or two, and given your injury situation at that position, I wonder if you might continue trying to do that against JMU.
I don't know. They're kind of in the discussion phases right now. We're early in the game plan mode. So we'll kind of figure that as the week goes on. So I'm not real sure right now.
Could you update us on the injury situation of Aaron Dykes? I know Mylon Howard appears to be out for the year, huh?
Yeah, Mylon had surgery yesterday, and you know, it was successful, and he'll probably be back for spring practice. Put a couple plates in there, but Milan's doing good. Aaron, we don't know. We'll find out more today, you know, where he is with his foot. But he's in good spirits, and we'll see whether we have him this week or not. I don't know. And we'll see here today, you know, where he is, for the rest of the year. But right now, we don't know.
Hey, if I could sneak one last one in, you have JMU and William & Mary here back-to-back. A lot of emotion, state rivals in each of those games. Would you prefer to see those opponents split up on Richmond's schedule?
Well, you know, scheduling's hard. You know, you can only ask for so much. And we asked for, obviously, William & Mary the last game of the year, and probably asked not to play a home game when our students are gone. So you can only ask for so many things. And where they put James Madison, you just can't control that. So wherever they put them, we play them. But you're absolutely right. I mean, two great rivalries there. I think James Madison and Richmond's a great rivalry. And it's always fun to go up there and play. It's a tough place to play, and their crowd does an unbelievable job, and they play well at home. So the rivalry where James Madison fits in the schedule, we have no control over that.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Russ, you guys were so successful moving that ball in the first half, and as you said, 28 points after falling behind early. Was there any one thing, as you've gone back and look at it, that Villanova was able to do in the second half to slow you down?
Maybe they played harder. They made some negative yardage plays on us. It was tough. The first drive in the second half, we drove down there, and we had it in the red zone first and 10. And Joe threw the pick, and I don't fault him on it. Their linebacker made an unbelievable play, and where he came from to make that interception was incredible. And probably, I said this, Joe Montana wouldn't have seen that guy from where he came from. So that's not on Joe at all. That's on their guy making an unbelievable play. We got it back there in great field position. We forced a punt and couldn't get anything going there. And we took a couple shots, missed them, missed three shots. One we probably should have got. But then all of a sudden, next thing you're losing the momentum there. And they played really good defense. And so, there was a lot of things that were involved there. As coaches, offensive coaches, you think, is that the right way to go? I mean, we got it. We get a run and it's second and four on one of those drives, and we take two shots and don't get them. And next thing you know, we're punting instead of maybe, grinding it out, trying to get first downs there. But again, give credit to Villanova. They played really well in the second half.
You touched on the game that their running back and quarterback had on the ground. They ran for 242 yards. You guys have been so good at slowing people down in recent weeks during this win streak. And the run, what were they able to do?
Oh, they blocked us pretty good. Their offensive line was good. It was one of those things where, the quarterback got out a few times, for not huge runs, but, he got some runs. He got a touchdown run on us, and I really like their quarterback a lot. I think he's an excellent player, and he's played good all year, and the freshman backs they're playing with are doing a nice job. They blocked us pretty good, and we didn't come off of blocks great. We didn't have many negative yardage plays against them. So those things all add up. So just wasn't a great day by us, up front. And then couple that with them playing well, that's kind of what happens.
Obviously, James Madison is having another tremendous year. As you've started to look at them offensively and defensively, what are the biggest challenges that, they present for you, and what are some of the keys for your team to have success?
Well, I mean, it starts with they're playing with so many redshirt seniors, and redshirt juniors. And that's a formula for success right there when you're playing with older guys, redshirt guys. They're unbelievably athletic on both sides of the ball. You know, they can defensively, they can put pressure on you with four. You know, they cover really well. They've got, you know, great skill kids in the back end defensively. You know, can take away throws and blitz your play zone. Offensively, they're experienced up front. Offensively, they're big and physical. You know, they've probably got three or four wideouts that, you know, that can beat you. And then their backs are really good. And then with their quarterback, I think he's probably playing as good as anybody in the league right now. Tremendous player. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us. And they got a good, experienced football team, an older team. And, you know, and they're playing like it.
Certainly, based on the winning streak that you've had with four straight conference wins, sitting 4-2 in the league, a lot on the line for not only still in the hunt for conference stuff, but also postseason. What's the message to your team heading into this week?
Well, I mean, that's it. I mean, we're still in contention for a postseason spot. You know, I also told them that, you know, we're playing two of our biggest rivals, our two biggest rivals here back-to-back. So, you know, there's a lot to play for. You know, you're playing the number two team in the country. You know, if our guys don't work hard this week in practice to prepare and aren't excited to play, you know, this week, something's wrong. But, you know, right now James Madison gets everybody's best shot. Everybody's excited to play him. Anybody that gets to play the number two team in the country are probably excited. You know, but just jumping up and down, hooping and hollering before the game or in the locker room is not going to give you a chance to win that game. It's how you prepare during the week, taking care of your bodies, and how you practice and prepare and film study. All those things are the only way that you have a chance in these games.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for the time this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. See you.
Thanks.